This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name is Kyle Kendall, and I am currently the Senior Director of Customer Success and Services at Unifor, AI machine learning company that deals in conversational analytics out of Palo Alto.
Kyle, how are you involved with user adoption?
So my organization, and I span both the success and support organizations within the company and work closely with the team that we have in India from a support perspective. But my organization in success and support deals with users and ensuring that post-go live, primarily, that our customers are obviously leveraging the product and our products and making sure that they're not only using it from a usage analytics and metrics perspective, but they're getting the most value, obviously, return on investment, value realization, and ensuring that it's constantly being something that they're able to use, enjoy using, and get the most bang for their buck when they do use.
Kyle, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
The challenges that I've seen in user adoption is, depending on the size and scope of your product and your client base, the ability to get that granular feedback to understand the bigger picture, the builds of the bigger picture, and make sure that they're using your products the right way, that you're getting, you know, valid information from your users to help them use your product better, more efficiently, more effectively, and getting the most out of it. And so I think it's key to find opportunities where you can, obviously surveys, but find opportunities to directly interact with your customers to understand any adoption issues, questions, concerns, and be able to consolidate those into a bigger picture of where you need to. I think so getting that information from the users that is actionable is one of the bigger challenges. From a success perspective, things I've seen is when you do engage those customers, the challenge aspect, but the successes are when you have opportunities for customers to use your products and you see their feedback and you are able to have that one-on-one interaction or even a group dynamic interaction in terms of forums or chats. The successes are that a lot of your users will know more and better about how your product goes. And I think one of the key things about interacting with customers specifically is getting their direction, having them help you lead your product in the direction that they see from their business or their usage situations and being able to map that.
And Kyle, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
You know, I think there's some cliches around listening to your customer and the customer voice and voice of the customer and you know, their journey and their journey mapping. I don't say cliches, but there's a lot of terms out there that are used. One thing that I've learned in my career is listening, obviously, is a key aspect, but listening with intent and listening with a purpose. So finding the areas that you, not just limiting it to what you want to hear, but trying to hear what they're trying to say, even if it's not direct. You know, when you're listening to a customer or user of your product or service, making sure that you understand exactly where they're coming from, what their background maybe possibly is, or what their use cases are, and then mapping that back to your product or your service. And then that'll help paint a bigger picture. I think that was one of the key things that I've learned over my career is when you're trying to get customers or users involved and using your product more and more, the key is to, I think, to look at it at a more holistic aspect and not try to kind of force the answer, if you will. When you're asking questions, some people can ask questions or get feedback from users or customers that they want to hear based on their preconceived notions. But I think opening things up a little more and allowing people to speak their mind and explain more of their situation paints a bigger picture that might actually change the way you approach, you know, many aspects of your user adoption strategy.
Kyle, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So there's a lot of, I think, user adoption, there's a lot of communities out there. I'm part of communities in the CX space, primarily in the CS space, so customer success and customer experience on Twitter. There's a hashtag CX chat. There's a thing called ICMI chat. On Twitter that I'm part of, there are definitely organizations and groups within LinkedIn. I think that you can search for, there's multiple organizations and groups that are discussing this. And then from those groups, you can find more refined areas of, you know, specific with around user adoption. And my work on the subject, really, it's you know, whenever I post, I'm involved in all these communities. I speak when I obviously have time and can join these online discussions. In reality, I don't produce a lot of documentation from my own end, but something I'm striving to do as we build out our own organization and structure within Unifor.
Great. Well, thanks, Kyle.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for the time.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.